We have two folks here, Mike Keyport from Grand Portage and Jim Wienanen, both emergency management guys. So, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Mike, we haven't actually talked to you before. We talked to Jim a lot.
Yeah, I've been the emergency management director up in Grand Portage since June of last year. I kind of have a dual role up there. I'm also the occupational safety officer, so 50% of my time anyway gets to emergency management stuff.
Well, tell me, okay, it's Winter Hazard Awareness Week. So far we haven't had much winter, but we're going to get it, right?
It's coming, yep.
It's coming. Okay, well, what do we need to do? A couple of things I know you want to talk about regarding winter awareness, and let's hit a couple of them right away. Yesterday, we changed our clocks back. What should we have also done?
Well, it's a good time to change batteries in smoke alarms and carbon monoxide detectors. This is a time of year when people start tightening up their houses and air circulation isn't as good. CO can be a real danger during the winter.
You mean like people who have garages and start their cars in the garage to warm up and then they...
Cars in the garages, fireplaces, gas heaters, and the like. Those are also sources for carbon monoxide.
And what about... I thought about this, and I haven't asked you about this, but daylight savings time used to go off earlier. Does that throw anybody off in terms of the replacing the batteries? I know I did mine, but I did it, you know, a couple of weeks ago, not yesterday.
No, that shouldn't cause any issues. Just it's just a good reminder. It's a thing that everybody's faced with the time change. So use that as kind of the key to remember to take care of the batteries, smoke alarms, and the like.
Well, you talked about in-home heating, too. Tell me, what should we not be doing in our houses?
Well, wood stoves, as we know, can be a hazard, but, we just have to make sure our chimneys are clean. And if you can't do that, hire a professional and get that done. And have a fire extinguisher, of course, if you're burning wood.
Not a bad idea. But every so often you hear about people that try to, they try to heat their homes with kerosene or something, and that just doesn't work very well.
Not a good thing.
No, or the oven. So what else do we need to know about winter awareness? We're going to do this every day this week. We're going to have different people in talking about this. But so what else do we need to know, Jim?
Well, that's this time of year. People are faced with their water lines maybe being exposed and freezing, and it can be quite hazardous to try to thaw those out with open flames, especially under a building. So be extra careful with that. I think it's the change in seasons that kind of catches people. They move right into winter activities, and they're not really making that change in their thinking as to what the hazards might be. Cooking is also can be hazardous. Leaving a range stovetop unattended with kids around, you need to always be monitoring that. Home fires are many home fires are associated with cooking in the kitchen.
Yeah, well, even today, I suppose, but it used to be the case of people turning the oven on to heat the kitchen. Well, that's not so smart. Okay, what about winter weather? Mike, I know you've got a slip in front of you there about when a storm strikes. I hate to think about storms, but I do have to talk to the weather bureau in about another 25 minutes here, and we'll see what's in tape. But what do we need to do?
You know what? A big thing for me that I like to stress is, getting that winter survival kit in your car. I said, we have a lot of back roads up here, if you will, and sometimes the cell service isn't just right, and you can't really depend on that, so you have to be prepared and get that kit in your car and, make sure you have everything in there you need. And
Give me a rough idea what we should have. I used to have one of those in my car, and I'm afraid I don't.
Your basic stuff, flashlights, blankets, first aid kit. You can buy these kits now, actually, at Walmart. They're readily available, and they're reasonably priced. It makes a heck of a good Christmas present, very thoughtful Christmas present.
Yeah, I mean, well, I used to carry candy bars and stuff like that too, but,
sure,
and a coffee can. But I think the kits that I've seen now are a little slicker than that.
They really are. Yes. Yep.
Okay, I just want folks to know that we're also going to have Joni Christensen in tomorrow. She's going to talk about snow blowing and snow plowing, particularly for guys my age, and what to watch out for. And we're going to have Mitch Everson's going to talk about, you talked about covering, or you talked about, Jim, water lines. Well, he's going to talk about septic systems. And also, you know, if you haven't got that in shape, you better do it before the snow flies. And then we're also going to have Allison Herring come in and talk about particularly family safety and particularly kids in the wintertime. So we're running out of time, and we want to thank you, and thank you, Jim, and Mike, for helping organize all this. We've got all these people coming in because of you guys and because you're taking seriously Winter Hazard Awareness Week. And I think that it's a good idea for us to be aware of the hazards of winter all winter long. So you can keep us in touch if you see something coming up that we haven't been doing. Okay?
Thank you, Jay.
Okay.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.